Hi, I'm Tim Kane.
And I'm Jim Varel.
And this is the Tim and Jim Radio Hour, segmented for your satisfaction. And to wrap things up, we've got the big box office. I keep on forgetting what you called this.
Tim and Jim's box office beatdown.
Okay, beatdown. Dark Shadows is out this week, the Johnny Depp movie. getting mediocre reviews. Just critics are seeing the attempt at humor as something worthwhile, but they're not exactly buying into it. Also appearing at the Avon this week, and I'm not sure how long they're going to keep around, is Friends with Kids, the Jennifer Westfeld movie. Whoever she is, I love her. Oh, she's gorgeous. John Hamm's girlfriend. John Hamm is in it as well. She's done a couple other movies that are really, really fantastic. This one has gotten really bad reviews. But it is playing the Avon. And our box office result, we're gonna let Austin unveil what the result
was. What was the result of last week's?
The result of last week's was that the Avengers made $200 million in a staggering box office total.
That means Tim wins.
Meaning that Tim wins. He was closer to the total, although both of us were still pretty far underneath the eventual huge.
Because I thought 150. I picked 155 million, and I thought that's reaching, but we'll see what happens. And yeah, it exploded.
Yeah, well, the Avengers is. I could pretty much tell when I was sitting in the theater on Saturday, when there was a line, when they had lined everyone up to file into the theater to all get their seats at the same time, and it was standing
in
a line of like 100 people, like it was all going to file in and run for the best seats. That's when I pretty much knew.
Yeah. Wow. And so this week we have handed our predictions over to Austin.
You both chose the Avengers.
All right.
Tim again chose higher than Jim, went with 90 million. Jim went with a paltry 80 million.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
So that'll be interesting to see.
This will probably depend on. Wouldn't you think that this week would probably depend on people seeing it again?
Very much so.
I mean, anyone who was really big Avengers fan saw it last or really big comics fan saw it in the last week.
The traditional drop off for a film is, you know, up 60-70%.
That's what I did, 60%.
And that's also been what has been the case with previous films involving these characters. You know, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk have all dropped between 60-70%. So
typically, you know, the bigger the opening weekend, the larger percentage of the drop-off is going to be, just if it was a first weekend movie for people. But
there's just not a lot of competition from Dark Shadows, I think. I don't think that Dark Shadows is going to draw the same people.
I don't think a lot of people remember Dark Shadows.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, who is the same dad.
Plenty of people will go to it just for a Johnny Depp vampire movie. Like, I think people will be interested in that. I think a lot of people will go and enjoy it and not even know that it's based on a TV show.
Right. And there's all manner of cameos in the film from people from the TV show.
Maybe the British will go for it.
We're 3-0-2 right now, or at least I am.
Yes.
So I look forward to making that 4.
Come on, Jim.
I look forward to getting on the board.
That's going to do it for us for this week. Thanks a lot.